Jean Louis Michel. In 1785, the tiny nation of Haiti produced one of the world's greatest swordsmen, Jean Louis Michel. As a young boy, Jean Louis witnessed Toussaint Louverture lead the Haitian army in the Haitian Revolution against the French. Because of the revolution, many mulatto Haitians migrated to France. At the age of 10, Jean Louis immigrated to France along with a number of others. There, he would enroll into military school, which would help change his life. He was not welcomed well by the other students because of his appearance, and especially his dark hue. His peers taunted him daily, but his will was too strong to be broken. He used the insults as motivation to become as great as he could be. He channeled his anger by taking up the sport of fencing. Jean Louis spent hours memorizing the fencing techniques the school fencing master taught the other students. Afterwards, he would practice each technique until he mastered each move. His skill and determination was eventually noticed by the fencing master, which would lead to Jean Louis becoming one of the master's students. Because of the guidance of the fencing master, Jean Louis quickly became the top fencing student in the class. Later, he would appear in front of a board of fencing masters who would grade him as he took his examination to become a fencing master. He passed his examination with flying colors and became the youngest person ever to gain the title of fencing master. The legend of Jean Louis would grow as he spent time in Napoleon's army. He was known for leading the charge against their enemies. Over the course of 30 battles, Jean Louis helped the army secure victories. Because of his efforts, he was promoted to tambour major. One day, Jean Louis was practicing his fencing with his fellow soldiers. A jealous soldier insulted, undermined, and discounted Jean Louis' fencing skills. The soldier even went as far as calling Jean Louis a racial slur in an attempt to provoke a duel. Jean Louis accepted the challenge but only used his practice sword. He did not want to kill the arrogant soldier. Jean Louis toyed with the soldier as he attempted to attack him. The soldier eventually wore himself out, and Jean Louis ended the duel with a quick strike across the soldier's face. News of the duel spread, and Jean Louis' opponents was forced to enter into the public with the mark of defeat upon his face. The French army was in Spain on a mission, and they continuously battled with the Italian soldiers who they were aligned with. To settle the battles, 15 of the best fencing masters were forced to duel to settle the quarrels and to gain bragging rights. Jean Louis was first up to duel with Giacomo Ferrari, an Italian soldier. Jean Louis quickly ended the duel with a thrust to the shoulder and a thrust to the heart. He then defeated 13 other opponents with only 27 strokes of his sword, making him the victor of the tournament. Because of his victory, the French and the Italian soldiers stopped their quarrels and began to work again together. Jean Louis was only 29 years old, but he was the greatest swordsman in the land. He was awarded the Medal de Saint-Hélène, a medal Napoleon only gave to his best and most loyal soldiers. He would eventually retire from fencing and take up refereeing fencing matches to help mend broken relationships between combatants. In 1830, he would open one of the most respected and sought-after fencing academies in Montpellier. Early in 1865, Jean Louis became blind because of cataracts, and his wife also died. Later, in November of 1985, Jean Louis passed away, leaving a tremendous legacy no man could ever match. Fencing is not something we think of when we think about people of African descent. But as we dig further into our past, we learn that fencing is just another thing Black people have mastered. Jean Louis Michel, we proudly stand on your shoulders. For more information, please visit www.ontheshoulders1.com.